Hello everyone, my name's Leo, and I run a community project combining outdoor art with environmental conservation. We specialize in making large, nature-inspired sculptures, and I'm here to tell you about our upcoming workshops.
My own journey into this wasn't through a traditional art school route. Because of the type of work I do, people often assume I studied fine art, or perhaps ecology, but my background is actually in agriculture. That's where I first truly understood how human activity impacts the natural world, and I eventually decided I wanted to express that creatively rather than just practically.
If you join one of our workshops, you'll find that we don't work in a conventional studio. We do occasionally hire the local village hall for planning meetings if the weather is terrible, but the actual creating always takes place on a community farm just outside town. It's the perfect setting to connect directly with the environment we are trying to protect.
Now, a fundamental part of our ethos is leaving no negative environmental footprint. When creating your nature-inspired sculpture, you must adhere strictly to our conservation guidelines. It's incredibly tempting to pluck wildflowers to add a splash of bright colour to your artwork, but we completely refrain from doing that to protect local ecosystems and insect habitats. Instead, we encourage participants to gather fallen leaves, which provide wonderful, vibrant shades without harming any living plants.
To construct the core of your sculpture, you need a solid base. We avoid using chicken wire or plastic meshes, of course. Some participants suggest bringing in recycled cardboard, which is a nice idea. But since these artworks stay outside in the rain, we construct the mainframe entirely out of mud. You'd be surprised at how well it holds everything together brilliantly once it dries in the wind.
The goal of these sculptures isn't just to look pretty. They carry a strong message about our environmental impact. While our summer exhibition successfully raised awareness about river pollution, today's project is specifically designed to draw attention to soil erosion, which is a severe issue locally caused by poor land management.
As for the design, we always stick to native wildlife. The previous group built a massive badger, which looked absolutely fantastic. However, our focus for this weekend session is going to be a butterfly. It's a great symbol of transformation and a key indicator of environmental health.
To decorate your piece and give it texture, we use natural items. Tree bark is an option, but it can be hard to source sustainably without damaging trees. Therefore, we prefer to use a wide variety of seeds, which we press firmly into the wet surface. They add fantastic detail and are entirely safe for the environment.
Sometimes participants bring their own found materials, provided they are natural and ethically sourced. I remember someone bringing in a bag of something that looked like white spiderwebs, but it turned out to be sheep's wool they'd collected from wire fences during a country walk. It worked beautifully for adding a soft, fluffy texture to their piece.
You might be wondering what happens to our creations when the workshop is done. They aren't put into an indoor art gallery or taken back to people's gardens. They simply remain on the site, exposed to the elements. As they break down over the winter months, they turn into natural fertilizer that enriches the ground, completing the ecological cycle perfectly.
Running these sessions is an incredible experience. People arrive expecting just to learn a new craft, and they often say they find the day very relaxing. But above all, they describe the whole process as deeply rewarding, because they are making art that actually gives back to nature. So I hope to see some of you there.